Got a Cardinals day off. Busy weekend for the Blues, making a trade with the Rangers Friday. NHL draft over the weekend. What better time to reunite with Big Walt? Keith Tkachuk, we're hanging with Big Walt. Haven't done that in a while. And typically these have been taking place on his back patio. Last time he was, I don't know if he was out of town or on Blues assignment. He is the Blues director of player recruitment. Has some Zoom meetings every once in a while. I think that's what happened. So Matthew and Brady Tkachuk took over the reins a couple of weeks ago. And that was right before they were getting ready to go on the big trip. Boys had purchased a Vegas trip for Dad, going out to see the Conor McGregor fight, just kind of chill a little bit, play some craps, hitting the Vegas strip. That's what the Tkachuk plan was. So we haven't talked in a while, and what better time to talk about the deal for Pavel Buchnevich of the Rangers? What do we know about him? How does he fit? What does he bring to the table? Also the draft pick, Zachary Bolduc. What did Big Walt know about him? A lot of his job is with the scouting end of the younger players for the Blues. And it turns out, where in the world is Big Walt? He's in Detroit right now, scouting for Team USA. So always about scouting the younger players. Big Walt, the former Blues big man in front of the net, checking in with us. And we're hanging with Big Walt, talking Blues hockey. And it's brought to you by B&G Tuck Pointing, the best in the bricks. And I love when I start hearing from people who say, you know what, I need a tuck pointer. My son needs somebody to do some brick work. And they mention B&G, and they say, what's that number again? Well, it's 363-0525. 314-363-0525. If you'd like to get a free estimate, foundation repair, waterproofing, mortaring those bricks, if it's the chimney, the garage, the entire home, make it look new again. Find out why they are, in fact, the best in the bricks. It's BGTuckPointing.com. Bella and Gabrielle, that's the name of Rich's daughters. Rich Galati's the owner. Get that free estimate, 363-0525. Make those bricks look brand new again. Appliance Discounters, now with the 80,000 square foot showroom. That would be massive. It's the warehouse where they can store inventory, which means the other guys tell you it might be a couple of months. They can get it to you in a couple of days. That's all part of the great service at Appliance Discounters, selling you the GE products, General Electric. You hear that name, you know it's quality. Get a GE rebate, find all of it online, theappliancediscounters.com, or stop by any of the area showrooms. Their savings are your savings. Don't wait a couple of months. Get that new appliance in just a couple of days. Marie DeVilla Senior Living, corner of Clayton and Wideman Road, premier senior living in beautiful West County, 60-acre campus. You can get a virtual tour at mariedevilla.com. MARIDEVILLA, mariedevilla.com. Take that virtual tour today for villa estates, assisted living, whatever you're looking for in senior living. They have it at Marie DeVilla. And Triad Bank, I keep talking about it soon. Maybe we'll do a podcast from there. The Triad Bank expansion, the second location coming your way. St. Louis-based bank opened in 2005, and they're treating people right. That's why they're able to expand at this point. Doing business with St. Louis folks, helping people that are in the small business world. We all hate that term, small business. If it's your business, it's not small. Make sure you're with the local folks at Triad Bank. They're in Frontenac on Clayton Road or on the web at triadbanking.com. Let's get to it. It's Big Walt. All right, we are once again hanging with Big Walt, and it's been a while. I think last time the boys pinch hit, Matthew and Brady took over the microphone for Dad, and then they let me sit in the big chair, which they said is Dad's chair, and I was told nobody sits in that chair. I was afraid there might be a hit put out on me for sitting in Big Walt. Did you have it, like, you know, deep cleaned after I sat in the big chair?
I love the picture you and my boy sent me of you in the chair. So, hey, we'll let you do it once. Only once.
Once. Where are you? Now, we used to do this on the radio. Where in the world is Big Walt? And I would always guess.
I am in Livonia, Michigan. I'm out here at the World Junior USA Showcase tournament. It's like for the big tournament in Christmas. They bring in Sweden and Finland along with two USA teams. And I'm helping out the USA team, pick their team in December.
So this has nothing to do
with all the kids who basically just got drafted in the first round. All the kids who just got drafted in this year's draft and then last year's draft.
And they would play for the U.S. down the road?
At the World Junior Tournament after the December 26th up in this year, it's up in Canada, I believe.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with your Blues duties.
No, but we got some players here that we drafted that that are on Sweden and the U.S. team. So Doug is up here, and a few of the guys are up here too as well.
So you are kind of the director of player recruitment at the U.S. level, let alone the Blues level.
Yeah, a little bit.
So these kids are all, what, like 17, 18, 19?
Yeah, it's an under-20 tournament. So this is basically like all the guys that were draft eligible this year and last year. So and then there are some might be some guys that are eligible. This is the best amateur tournament in the world for hockey.
All right, well, we'll talk some hockey, eh? But I got to start with the last time we were all together – the boys had bought you the Vegas trip. I think it was a Father's Day gift, right? And you guys, did you go to the McGregor fight?
Yes, we did. So the boy, I don't know if the boys bought it for me for Father's Day or whatever it was, but it was for me and my brother. So they flew us out there and we were there for the weekend. We stayed at the Aria and we went to the big fight. It was unbelievable. I'm not even into UFC, but now I love it. It was incredible. We had incredible seats and what a spectacle that was. Holy cow, was that awesome.
But it was over quick, right? What did you guys – could you see the leg?
Well, that was tough. But the whole leading up to it and, you know, Brady is into this UFC, so he loves it. So we had to get there early to watch, you know, the six fights before the main event. So it was fun. It was some good fights. There was some bad fights. But just the seats we had were on the floor about 11 rows back and seeing all the who's who and all the people. The place was packed. It was jammed. It was fun.
So
we had a blast. I couldn't thank my kids enough for doing that for us.
And they did this.
And we hit the craps table too.
Did the Kachucks hit it big?
Kachucks. I know one Kachuk who did well.
when the McGregor injury happened though, did everybody know right away? Ooh, that's bad.
No, you couldn't. I mean, you couldn't tell. But then they showed it on the big screen. And I'm like, all right, boys, this is over. Let's get out of here. It looked awful. I mean, he was lucky, first of all. I mean, he's fun to watch, you know, the whole hype and stuff. But that the other guy, Poirier, just, I don't know, I thought he pounded him. And it just looked awful when they showed it on the replay, his leg snapping.
If we had described, you know, the UFC or mixed martial arts, you know, like 20 years ago, we told people what goes on. You would have said, that sounds like a Boston bar fight. Like, they just beat the snot out of each other.
Yeah, it's a little tough to watch at times, especially when you're watching the women fight. You know, a woman got her head split open. It just looked awful. I mean, some of these guys, I mean, it's crazy to see them beating on each other. But that one good thing about that whole thing is that Sean O'Malley, I don't know if you follow it at all, but Sean O'Malley, who's an unbelievable fighter, fought like three fights before, and he fought this fill-in kid because they're his partner, the guy he's supposed to fight, something happened, he got hurt or something, or a test positive, so they had to replace him. So the odds of Sean O'Malley beating this guy up and winning was unbelievable. They should have killed him. So anyway, this fill-in guy who's actually from Boston, small guy, 135 pounds or whatever, he went pretty much the distance with Sean O'Malley. And then the kid was on our flight the next day. We gave him a standing ovation when he came on the flight. I've never seen a kid get hit this hard that many times and still stick in there. I was amazed, this guy.
Well, it, hockey,
it was, I don't know his name.
Well, I'm saying hockey guys are tough. I mean, you guys get a puck to the head, you get stitched up and you go back out there. Do you think these MMA guys are the toughest people on the planet?
100%. Imagine, I mean, some of these guys you wouldn't even know seen on the street. It's like, this guy was like 5'7", 135 pounds. I've never seen a guy get hit that much and that hard and not like, can you imagine seeing him on the street? You would never know. I mean, you might know by his ears because they're all, you know, get the cauliflower ears, but this, it was amazing. These guys are, I mean, this one other guy, Nick Pereira, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, did this backflip in the midair and landed on somebody else. These guys are just amazing.
I always said, when people say who's the toughest guy on the planet, my answer for years was Mitch Green. And he's the guy on the streets of New York, like late at night, Mike Tyson was buying like a fur at a fur shop at like midnight or something. and they got into an argument, and Mitch Green got into a fight with Mike Tyson. I go, you got to be a total badass to think you can beat up Mike Tyson. And I think he got some shots. I'm like, but maybe these guys, just the old street fighting mentality. I've never checked it out. So you'd say, even if you're not into the MMA, it's worth going.
Yeah, it's worth watching. I mean, I'd watch that Poirier again. If that was another McGregor Poirier, I'd watch that again. But I think Poirier's, I mean, some of these guys are incredible. Sean O'Malley, and I don't even know if I'm saying this Pereira's name right, but they're a good fight. They were fun to watch. They really were.
And so the boys put this together so they could spend time with their dad and their uncle, and or you whispered in their ear and said, Chantel will never go for it. Make it your idea.
Wink, wink. No, I'll tell you, me and Uncle Kevin, we didn't last very long on Friday. I can tell you that much. We left Boston at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is 5 in the morning, Vegas time. So me and Uncle Kevin had an early sleep, I think like 7 o'clock at night on Friday. So we were well rested going into Saturday.
Now, is there just one brother? No sisters, right?
Yeah, two sisters. One brother and two sisters.
What? Okay, so the family is four, a brother and two sisters.
Yeah.
How many of these? Yeah. How do I not know that?
I don't know. I don't know, buddy. Probably just didn't want to tell you.
bad reporting. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this weekend, because there was a lot of Blues activity. I think people, it wasn't on anybody's radar to get the Rangers, Pavel Buchnevich. This is a guy, looks like, if you start staring at the numbers and look at what he's capable of, scores some goals, but also looks like he'll end up in the box, mix it up a little bit, fight a little bit. What's your read on Buchnevich?
He's a fiery guy. He's highly skilled. He plays with a lot of energy. I mean, obviously he put up some good numbers in New York. I think it's a great move. Anytime you can add some more skill and quickness to your team at a price where it's not as bad as, you know, it is in a salary cap world. So I think it's a great move by Doug. I mean, we had meetings Wednesday and Thursday, and this thing happened Thursday morning, I believe. And I had no idea, to be honest with you. When I found out, obviously, Sammy Blais has been a good warrior for us. But anytime you can add some skill, especially if we're going to be losing some guys because of unrestricted free agency, I think it's been good.
What is Doug's job this summer? You think it's – I've always said you're not in a rebuild, obviously. Is it just to kind of refresh the roster? You got to find a few pieces here and there that make you better?
Well, the one thing I learned about Doug is just always be on your toes. You know, he's unpredictable. He'll do whatever it takes to help his team win. He works harder than anybody I've ever seen before. And, you know, and if he can improve his team in any area, he will. We still got some great pieces to build around and some young pieces. And now we're starting to get a good pipeline of prospects. So I think we're in good shape. Obviously, we got a goalie signed. I mean, if you can help your team in areas and get a little faster, I think he'll do that.
I have this image of Army, and we've joked about it, how intense he is. Like, his wife at breakfast says, "Hey, Doug, you working on a trade? Don't worry about it." Like, I feel like he wouldn't tell anybody anything.
Yeah, he keeps everything to him, you know, in house, and you know, I mean, he works. I mean, he's working. He's up here. He's on the phone. It's free agency time, so it's an important time. You just never know. He'll be like, "All right, I just did this. What do you guys think?" Boom, it's done. You know, I mean, he's always working.
Is there a theme here to this offseason? Typically, when the Blues would lose in the playoffs, we would say, "Well, they weren't fast enough. We got to work on speed." Or they'd say, "Well, they weren't tough enough. Man, those Kings are rugged. We got to get tougher." Is there an overall vibe you think you guys are going for?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, when we won, everybody started saying you got to get bigger and stronger and meaner, and you know, you need size in the back end. You know, you can see that in the playoffs this year. Some of the other teams got worn down because of size, and at the end of the day, you got to draft skill and speed. That's my motto. And you can toughness. I think draft skill and speed. The game's going; it's a lot faster, and guys are a lot bigger, and guys continue to get bigger. So skill and speed are the two things.
How about the draft pick, Zach Boldnick? I know you've been scouting younger players for a little bit. Do you know much about him out of Canada, or out of Quebec, rather? I know Perron was quick to get him.
You know what? I watched a lot of video on him. Obviously, with the pandemic, a lot of guys couldn't get in and see him live. So, you know, the reality this year was a lot of scouting was done by video, which is tough. It's tough. You want to be there and see it. But I watched a lot of video on him, and quite frankly, I was amazed at the skill level of this kid. It was like David Perron type hands. He skates as well as anybody, his edge work. And so he got a good combination of skill and speed. He's got good size. He can play, I think, either position at forward. So he's versatile. But he's high, he can shoot the puck really well. He shoots it like Hoffman. He can really bring it. So, you know, so he's got a lot of things that we like, and we were happy he was there. And he was our pick from day one. This is the guy we wanted, and it worked out perfectly.
And because you say that he's our guy, he's our pick, are you guys sweating out the first, you know, when you get to pick 12, 13, 14?
Once you get down to the last couple picks, you know, we kind of figured what direction other teams were going to go. And so we knew we had a grouping of four or five guys, kind of like where we'd be getting. So, but he was the number one guy and it worked out great.
How do you handle the Vladimir Tarasenko situation if you're Doug? Because there's been a lot written and a lot said, and it's okay. Sometimes teams need a fresh start, but Doug also said, hey, he needs to think like he's going to be here. How does the team address that? Do players call him, or do you just say, hey, and if he comes back, you say, listen, I know you weren't happy, but let's get a clean slate. Like, in other words, can they kind of, if he ends up back, can they sort it out?
Yeah. I mean, that's up to Doug. I mean, I don't want to get into that because that's Doug's position. It's an important position and you don't want to get 100 different opinions on that. Doug knows what he's doing. And, you know, at the end of the day, Vladdy was a big reason why we won the Stanley Cup. And you look at his playoff numbers, they're really, really good. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. That's up to Doug and Vladdy and, you know, to see what direction we're going to go, and whatever decision those two make, we'll deal with it.
And you look at the roster right now, is it your core? Shen, O'Reilly, Perron, and then like the young guys can be part of the top six, like Thomas and Kyra. Like, do you like your top three, and do you think that you can augment with the younger guys, or do you think there's some other stuff out there?
Well, you always want to transition a young player every 1 or 2 years into your lineup. So, you know, anytime you can build your team around centermen like Shen and O'Reilly and Robert Thomas, whether he plays center or the wing, you're in pretty good shape. And, you know, I think we got the pieces to move to another level. The West is obviously getting a little bit tougher, but yeah, you got to get to the Stanley Cup. You got to go through Vegas and Colorado. So other teams are, you know, getting better. You know, Jones went to Chicago, makes them better. And Dallas is always going to be tough. And, but, you know, the important thing in the Central Division is it's, you know, this Minnesota's on the rise. So I like our team. I like our young guys. And, you know, I expect Thomas and Kyrou to have a bigger role and to really take their game to another level. You know, Kugel have one year under his belt. So you've seen what that did to Folk after his first year. He looked really good last year. So, you know, I like our team. And Benner's going to play well. And, you know, we keep adding these young guys. The prospect pool is really good. So we're heading in the right direction.
And you cut out there for a second. I didn't know if you had mentioned Krug when you're comparing to Falk. Do you think it's Krug, a guy who, after the first year like Falk did, the second year settled in, is definitely a different player?
Yes, that's what I was talking about. 100%. You saw how difficult it is to come to a team like this. You know, Falk, I wouldn't say struggle the first year, but, you know, it was just a little bit different for him. And look at last year, he played really well. I mean, he was a big part of our defense. And the same thing will happen with Krug. Krug has been there. He's played on a great teams in Boston. He's an offensive dynamic player. And, you know, we expect him to come out. He's a great kid and he's going to show what he can do. So, you know, I feel comfortable with our decor, with hopefully Colton being healthy and, you know, Scandella, and, you know, it's we're trending in the right direction. Have everybody healthy, ready to go. I think you'll expect big things from us next year.
All right. You guys already did the Bahamas trip. You and the boys have been to Vegas. Is there a family trip left? Or, I mean, Taryn's got to be off to Virginia soon, I guess.
Yeah, she's leaving in a week or two. So that's going to be tough. We're planning a big trip next year. We're going, I think we're going to go to Greece, and then we're going to, you know, rent a yacht for a week. So I've been watching that Below Deck show, which is hilarious. So I'm getting prepped up for that. So I'm looking forward to that next year, and just going to watch Taryn play field hockey in the fall. She got a little banged up with an injury. So hopefully She had surgery a couple weeks ago just to clean up her knee a little bit. So hopefully she'll be ready to go when the season starts here. But Chantel and I are going to be empty nesters. We're going to go meet the boys on the road during the week sometimes. And I'm going to do my scouting, and she's going to do what she does best, yelling at me for being stupid.
Well, I was going to point out, as empty nesters, if it helps, I could spend some nights over there, and I'll just yell in the back, "Meatloaf, come on, let's – do you guys need – if you need somebody –
ah, Meatloaf. It's, we can use a little – you want to come out and do some yard work? You said you're doing some weed whacking today.
I did. I was truthful. Before this, I'm going out of town. I had to do a little yard cleanup. You wouldn't understand. You're a big shot hockey guy, but some of us, you know, lower class got to clean up the yard a little. I was out in the yard.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Where did you take the kids on trips, though, when they were younger? Do you guys load up the car, or do you always go to the Cape?
We always went to the Cape, but we would go on trips, different trips, you know. And Sean, when I was playing, obviously, Sean, when the kids were younger, when it didn't conflict with school or hockey, you know, she would take them on trips all the time with my family while I was playing. So I missed quite a bit, though, you know, all these trips. But we had a blast this summer, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, it's almost over. I mean, I can't believe it. We're heading into August here pretty soon, which is scary.
Well, I'm looking forward to a regular Blues season next year too. You know, like these last 2 years, it almost feel it's not an excuse for the Blues, but it did feel a little bit like a malaise or different. And maybe this group that's still here that won the cup, it's 2 years in the rearview mirror now, there's going to be a certain desire to kind of like get that. But I think there's going to be a hunger like we haven't seen maybe in the last year and a half.
Yeah, I think so too. I miss it, and, you know, we want to get back to it. It's frustrating watching, you know, playoffs, and you want to be there, and, you know, we'll be fine. Fans back. We got great fans. Get the building, you know, jammed again, and we'll be ready to go.
All right, buddy. I will be ready for the golf invite with the boys going back to, you know, when they start playing again, and you, me, and Gretz will get out there and knock it around.
All right, 2020. We'll get the call.
I'll be waiting.
All right, I have to say, it doesn't sound like the invite is coming anytime soon to golf, to caddy, to meet Gretzky. We'll just keep trying. We'll keep plugging away. Big Walt checking in with us, hanging with Big Walt, Blues Conversation. Before you know it, the season will be here right around the corner. All of our conversations with Big Walt are presented by B&G Tuck Pointing, the best in the bricks. You need that tuck pointing, foundation, waterproofing, any of that work done, give him a call, 363-0525. Marie Davila Senior Living at the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. Triad Bank on the web. It's triadbanking.com. That's a 5-star rated bank based right here in St. Louis. The folks at Triad Bank have been part of all of our podcasts from day one. Make sure you stop by and see them for all of your banking needs. And Appliance Discounters. They love Big Walt. They love Blues hockey. TheAppliancedDiscounters.com or any of their showrooms around St. Louis. The lowest prices, the best inventory. That's what they're all about at Appliance Discounters. Make sure you check out all the great material at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Cardinal broadcaster with daily content, including the Kilcoin Conversation. And later this week, we're checking in with Rick Ankiel, who has sort of been a surprise in the broadcast booth. I never would have guessed that he would end up part of the broadcast team, but he does a good job and seems to just fit right in with Dan McLaughlin. They almost seem like brothers hanging out in the booth. But he talks about all things, the struggles, the book, a very revealing Rick Ankiel. Later this week, the Kilcoin Conversation, as always, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Make sure and subscribe. That always helps us out. And write a review if you've got some time. We appreciate that. I'm Martin Kilcoin. Thanks for tuning in.